President Bush visits Texas today, checking on preparations for Hurricane Rita. Later, the president will monitor the storm and the recovery effort progress from the Northern Command Center in Colorado. This is the second time in a month the forces of nature have tested his presidency. Yesterday at the Pentagon, President Bush gave a forthright warning about Rita.
This is a big storm, and it's really important for our citizens there on the Texas coast to follow the instructions of the local authorities.
And of course, this is a stark contrast from Hurricane Katrina, when the president on vacation remained at his ranch in Texas until well after the hurricane came ashore and the flooding had started. Joining us now is NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor, Juan Williams. Welcome, Juan.
Hello, Noah.
Six times the president has gone to the Gulf Coast since Katrina. Is there any risk here, Juan, that the trips might be seeing is trying to sort of make up for lost political ground from the way the White House handled Katrina and what happened afterwards?
I don't think there's any doubt that the president's opponents, see this as an attempt to make up for the damage that's been done, especially his falling poll numbers, the president's approval rating now consistently, low 40s, high 30s. It really is the lowest it's been in his entire tenure as president. We said that last week. It remains the case this week. And what you see here is the president trying to create some response that is going to work with Republicans, Noah, as well as Democrats. When he went down and gave the speech from Jackson Square in New Orleans, it really was an attempt to say he's going to invest money, the money's necessary to rebuild not only New Orleans, but much of that Gulf Coast region. So all the conversation this week in the Congress has been about, well, how are we going to pay for the reconstruction of that area? It's widely assumed that it'll cost about $200 billion. You've already had $62 billion approved. This is a tremendous amount of money, and the question is, where does it come from? Are you going to cut existing spending, or are you going to do away with some of the tax cuts?
Well, what about investigations? Will there be intensive Capitol Hill investigations into what went wrong right after Katrina came ashore, and even before?
What you hear from the Republicans, who control, of course, both the Senate and the House, is they plan to go ahead with investigations. The Democrats are boycotting the House part of this and saying that they want a independent sort of 9/11 commission. The White House, for its part, has appointed the president's Homeland Security Advisor, Frances Townsend, to have her own investigation into this, because the White House is resisting the call for that 9/11 commission. So what you see here is Democrats not cooperating, wanting the independent commission, and the White House and much of the Republican leadership in the House saying, we're going to do it without you.
Well, what about the possible upsides for the president here, the positive things? A number of successes, peaceful elections in Afghanistan. There's progress with North Korea in talking about nuclear weapons. John Roberts, the president's choice for the Chief Justice job, is approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Shouldn't this be an up arrow for the president here?
At the moment, Hurricane Katrina colors everything in the political picture so that everything is impacted by it, including, for example, the American people saying that the money that's being spent in Iraq should be brought back home to help with reconstruction in the Gulf Coast region. In fact, if you look at the poll numbers right now, the questions about the president's leadership with regard to the hurricane are leading people to call more and more for America to get out of Iraq in increasing numbers. So you have not only the storms, increasing gas prices, but you have continuing concern about Iraq, and you have the demonstrations that are going to take place here in Washington this weekend. So it's the case that there are some positive things, but at the moment, all of that, Noah, is just background noise.
NPR senior correspondent, regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams joins us on Friday. Thank you, Juan.
My pleasure, Noah.